It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to go right back to what we've been talking about today. If you're just joining us, pension versus lump sum. Here are the steps you need to take. I'm actually going to go through this live because we're talking to, and we're going to go, we've got several good questions here on hold. If you have your own question about what's a better deal for you and your family to take, what do you consider? You've got to look at age versus the amount versus the monthly amount versus the lump sum, and then several other variables that we'll go through. Give us a call in the studio, 404-872-0750. We're going to go back to Kevin from Cherokee County. Now, Kevin, as for those folks just turning in, number one on my list when it comes to making this decision, your age to begin a monthly pension, meaning when do the monthly amounts start, which in your case, you're 55 today, they don't start for 10 years. You can get the lump sum today. So you've got to take the lump sum as today's value and then grow it over the next 10 years. So that's a simple present value calculation. And then you do the 6% test on that. So we take your, if you look at the math for you, you're $136,000 today. If you grew that at a, let's call it a modest 5% a year for 10 years, it's really $221,000 versus about $13,500 per year. If you do the math, $13,500 divided by $221,000, you get 6.1%. And that's exactly kind of the line in the sand where I'm okay if you take either, because you could make the case that either choice is a good choice for you, meaning the monthly the lump sum amount, or it's a decent amount of monthly income. The next question, the next two, very quickly, your projected longevity, you don't know what that is, but if you're 55, hopefully you live to your. Do you think you have a good shot at living to 90?
Wow. Hopefully. Oh, do I think so?
Yeah. Do you?
From family history, I would say no.
No. Okay. So let's call it 80. Do you think you have a good shot to get to 80?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right. So plenty of longevity. So that's still 25 years from now. And then the type of pension you plan to elect is number three. Now, would this cover, if you did a monthly amount, would it cover you and a surviving spouse, or is this just for you? Are you single?
My spouse would more than cover me by themselves. So this is kind of play money, if you will.
Gravy. Okay. And then of course, the solvency, and we're not going to mention the company. But I'm not as worried about the solvency of the company, because this amount will clearly fall underneath the PBGC guarantee. So the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is a government agency, will cover your pension amount as an example. And then the amounts change every single year. They go up little by little by little. But if you're 65 when you start taking this amount, they'll cover up to around 5,400 bucks a month, 5,500 bucks a month. So this falls way underneath that. So I think you're safe on the solvency question of the company.
Okay.
And then the question goes back to, and what you had said earlier about how you've got a lot of other things here. Do you have multiple streams of income? If you already do, so you're saying your spouse, she works, she's got money. You've got your own 401k plan. She's got a 401k plan. She's got Social Security. You've got Social Security. So you've got a bunch of different income streams, which is good. I would say that if it were me and I'm on the line of the 6% test, and it's and your numbers work out to exactly 6.1, and I have a lot of other income streams, then I'm more inclined to just take the lump sum. Because at least it's money in your pocket forever. You can invest it however you like. You put it into an IRA. If something happens to you, your spouse gets the whole amount. Your kids, do you have children too or no?
No, I do not.
Your heir, whoever your heirs would be, would also be able to get some of that amount too. So I think when you come down on this, almost you come down on the 6% line, if you will, I guess tie goes to the lump sum. And that, in my opinion, we're at a tie here, because you just meet the 6% test. If it was at 8% or 7.5%, then I say take the monthly amount, something you can't necessarily guarantee yourself. And between the company that's offering it and the government agency that will back it, the PBGC, hard to get 7-8% a year guaranteed, so take the monthly amount. That's not the case here. Really, the case is right around 6. Tie goes to the lump sum. Thank you for your call, Kevin from Cherokee County. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. We're going to continue to answer these same questions and talk about the largest, most important trends in planning for retirement, investments, and that has to do with pension lump sum buyouts from companies, government agencies, state agencies or state municipalities, multi-employer plans that are trying to get out of their pension obligation for the long run, trying to offer their employees or former employees, for that matter, this choice. Hey, and there are hundreds of thousands of these, if not millions in any given year, that of millions of employees that are offered this choice. That's what we're talking about today and trying to help you figure out. Do you take the monthly amount they're offering your company or a lump sum that you roll into your IRA and you create your own income from that? The statistics are staggering to me. The companies that are offering tens of thousands of their employees or former retirees, former employees, this choice. And that's what we're trying to help you to do today here on Pension versus Lump Sum Sunday on Money Matters. With me, Wes Moss, if you're just tuning in, Ryan Ely here. If you have questions about this topic, anything pension related, anything lump sum related, here on a Sunday morning, we're happy to talk it through. And this is the kind of thing you kind of need to talk through. Not just me, but your spouse, your CPA, your investment advisor. It's a major decision. So if you call us here, we'll just give you our opinion on this, third-party objective opinion to see what's a better deal for you. The number here in the studio, give us a call. Phone line's open, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. Gina joins us from Cumming. Gina, what's good morning. How can we help?
Okay, so I've got a small rollover from a job that I had back in the 80s. Wondering if I should take the money, which is not much, $35,000 nearly, and roll it over into my 401k. Or take the $300 and I believe it was $16 or $19 a month at the age of 65 in 2027.
In 2027. Okay. And then how much? So, Gina, how old are you today?
56.
All right. And they're offering you the $35,000 as far as a lump sum. That's available to you today, Gina?
Correct.
That's today.
So I could roll that over into my 401k, which has a lot more money in it, take the $316 a month at the age of 65.
At 65. Got it. Okay. So again, first thing we all have to do on this decision, you're not thinking about, it's not really $35,000 versus $316 a month, right? It's the present, it's what the $35,000 will be at 65, right?
Exactly.
So it's 316, let's do the monthly amount times 12 is almost $4,000 a year. We'll call it 3,800 bucks a year. We're rounding here. What's a better, now right out of the gate, that's even more than 10%, right? 3,800 bucks a year divided by 35,000, that's, you know, 10.8, almost 11%, but that's not the number. So we'll take 35 grand and we'll say, what's that worth when you are 65, which would be 9 years from now. So $35,000 present value, right? In 9 years. What kind of growth rate you want to put on this, Gina? 5%, 4%, 6%?
The current 401 is at about 13% in 10 years.
My current 401 is at, what is it, Adam?
13%.
13% in 10 years. In 10 years. So yeah, I mean, my funds are growing pretty well.
Okay. Again, that's market. Remember, that's market dependent. I like, by the way, your husband chiming in on this. That's.
Oh yeah. He's my little financial helper.
Your little financial helper on a Sunday morning. I'm sure he loves that. Here you go. 5 We're going to give it a 5% rate of return as opposed to 13. So really, you're talking about that 35 should be worth around 54,000, Gina. I'm going to take the 3,800 divided by that, and let's see what that is. Divided by 54,000, it's still 7%. It's still 7%. So if this is, now there's other things to consider, obviously. Do you have other liquidity? Do you have other savings? That's still, yes. This is.
We're fine as far as all of that.
So you still have other savings. I'd say the way the math is working out here, is that cover just your life, or is that you and your little financial helper, your husband?
Yeah, that would include my little financial helper.
Okay. Then I would say in this is a good example of how the math can work on both sides. The call that we just had with Kevin, we told him to tie goes to the lump sum. I'd say you're so far above the 6% test here. This comes out to over 7% still. I think that this falls on taking the monthly amount for the rest of your life, particularly the fact that it not only covers just you, Gina, but your husband as well. So again, so in this case, the way I'm looking at the math, I think the better deal here for you, from what you've told me, is to take the monthly amount when it's...
Okay. So if it didn't cover my husband, then you would say not to take the monthly amount?
The fact that it gives you even more longevity. It's even if something happens to you. That's the other, of course, really important piece of the equation here. If you do a single life payout, which again I don't see folks do that often, that is of course the highest monthly amount. But then if something happens to you in year one, instead of getting paid for 25 years or 30 years, the pension basket of money, if you will, or pool, the pension quote wins because you died. They only paid you for a year. You could have taken a lump sum of 54,000 or in this case 35. But the fact that, and this is, I would say the minimum I see folks do is what's called a 10-year period certain. So if you take the life option, it's just covering your life. You want to do a 10-year period certain, I think, at least, because that means if something happens to you in year one, it'll still pay for the next 9 years. In a joint spouse scenario, like what you're talking about here, this covers not only you, but it covers your husband, which means that the future value of those payment streams could be 35 years, 40 years, because it's covering both lives. So in this particular case, talking to Gina from Cumming, I think that the monthly amount for her and her spouse, who she called her little financial helper here on a Sunday morning, I think that you do this. I think that the monthly amount is probably a better deal for you and your family. When we get back, I'll talk briefly about a Clark Howard article that talks about this as well. And then I'll weigh in kind of on what I think about this conversation and this discussion. You are listening to Money Matters here on what we're calling Pension versus Lump Sum Sunday. Which one's a better deal for you and your family? Call us in the studio, 404-872-0750, and we'll help you walk through this super important, financially life-altering decision here on a Sunday morning. More Money Matters straight ahead. Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. We're going, if you're just tuning in, this is Lump Sum versus Pension Sunday. Which one's a better deal? If a company's asking you to take one of the two for the rest of your life, it's a big deal. It's a big decision. We're here to help you through that. Give us a call in the studio, 404-872-0750. Bernie joins us from Gainesville. Bernie, how can we help? What's going on?
Yes. Hey, I was just always under the impression that a lump sum on a pension would be a taxable event. So I've always assumed that 401ks and IRAs aren't, and that this you'd have to pay the 39% maximum tax on if you took a lump sum from a pension.
Well, okay. Not the vast majority of the time, you're going to roll that into an IRA. So almost every single case I've ever seen of someone taking the lump sum, you're allowed to roll it into an IRA. You might be thinking of a deferred comp plan where it's called a deferred comp. Sometimes it gets confused with a pension buyout. in a deferred comp plan is typically compensation that was, quote, deferred. You didn't have to pay tax on it. When you do, then it comes out as a taxable amount. A pension lump sum is totally different from a tax standpoint because you are eligible to roll it into a qualified account or an IRA. And that's how I've seen it done almost every single time if it's a lot of money. If it's a couple thousand dollars, I've seen folks will just take it as a check. They have to pay taxes and they go forward. But in all the examples that we've gone through today from callers here into Money Matters, we're talking about substantial money. At the minimum, $50,000. We had a call that was a couple hundred thousand dollars. So it's such a large amount that you'd never want to take it into your possession after tax, because in order to get it there, that's when you would have to pay that massive, massive tax bill. So when we're talking about lump sum rollover here, it's probably important that I mention this. Maybe I take it for granted. Almost 99.9% of the time, this is a big sum of money that you're going to roll into an IRA, like a 401k rollover. And if you do that, you don't have to worry about the taxes or making it a taxable event. It's only when you start taking money from that IRA that it counts towards ordinary income. Good morning. You're listening to Money Matters here on Pension versus Lump Sum Sunday. Call with your pension versus lump sum decision or scenario or question. We're happy to help walk you through it, give you a third-party objective opinion. 404-872-0750 or 1-800-WSB-TALK. More Money Matters right here, News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss, certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta, Mercedes-Benz, Sandy Springs.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters in the 10 o'clock hour, 10:36. And we're here talking about, if you're just joining us, this is a special Sunday morning where we've gotten so many over the last couple of years, and it's kind of accelerated. We continue to get calls from folks or families that are faced with this kind of it's a major financial decision that's kind of hard for a lot of people to figure out, because there are positives and there are negatives to either side of the decision. And that's this whole debate of whether you take a lump sum offered by a company or a monthly amount. And it just, the trend is only accelerating. And I think we'll continue to see it even more so. The beginning of the show, I went through a list of, if you look through just the dozens and or hundreds of big companies offering buyouts, for pension buyouts, to thousands and thousands of folks. That trend, and I'm only tracking back to 2012, but if you go back in 2014, these are the Motorola Solutions, 32,000 former employees. Ashland Incorporated, 21,000 employees. JCPenney, 21,000 retirees and beneficiaries. International Paper, this was back in 2016, 47,000 folks offered lump sum buyouts for their pension. Altria in 2017, last year, offered 8,200 former employees in the United States. Why? Well, they've got pension obligations of $8.3 billion and assets of about $7.5 billion. So they're only 89% funded. And that's one of the good ones. Time Warner, back in 2016, this is in their 10Q, had assets of about $2.7 billion, but liabilities of almost $3.5 billion. That's only 78% funded. DuPont, the numbers are even more skewed. September of 2017, they offered buyouts to almost 10,000 employees. They have pension liabilities of $24 billion and assets of $16 billion. That's a 68% funding. That's a big shortfall. It's a 32% shortfall for these companies. So the way they try to right the ship, if you will, is they say, well, we were wrong in our actuarial assumptions. And now folks are living 10 or 15 years longer on average than when we put this in place. The best or easiest way to get us out of the obligations is to give somebody a lump sum. That way, we're not on the hook in case you live 30 or 40 years. And that's this, but it's a big decision for you. And I've seen this firsthand over and over again, particularly in the, and for many years, but particularly in the last year. And maybe it's because a lot of big Atlanta companies are having this happen. Coca-Cola has been doing this for a lot of years. It seems like it's maybe accelerating where they're giving these offers. And a lot of times you don't have to take the offer, but they try to make it compelling and they add not just to this lump sum or pension buyout question, but then they'll say, hey, we'll give you 6 months of salary to go early, or we'll give you 9 months of salary to retire sooner than you may have thought. So it makes these decisions, whether you take a monthly amount for the rest of your life versus a big chunk of money, a lump sum rollover, it makes them really complicated because there's just so many variables that go into this. Clark wrote about, so we're continuing to go to the phones and answer your questions about this and try to help you make a decision on what's a better deal for you. And I know that if you're listening here on the Sunday morning, you may not be faced with this today, but the chances, if you work at a big company or even a government agency or a multi-employer plan where you're a part of a union, you may very well be faced with this at some point in the future, because the trend continues to accelerate where companies are trying to have you retire a year or 5 years before you may have thought, and then they dangle a certain incentive for you, and then you got to figure out what's a better deal. Do you take it today? Do you wait? Do you take the lump sum today or wait? Do you take the pension amount? And if you do, monthly amount, what do you take? The joint amount, the single life amount, the 10-year period certain? So there's so many different variables. It makes for a confusing equation for so many folks. And not to mention, it's very often a permanent decision. And so you got to live with the decision. So you really got to think about it. You got to talk to folks about it. You got to talk to your, so I would suggest if you're going through this, you talk to your CPA about it and do the numbers. Talk to your financial advisor, an investment advisor, and go through the numbers. Talk to your, of course, your spouse, and figure out what's best for your family. Call us here. Call if you can't call on a Sunday morning. I do these calculations every day. Happy to go through these same exact calculations with you throughout the week. But here on a Sunday morning, that's exactly what we've been answering here. We've gone through tons of different examples of this very important and complicated decision. Do you take a pension or a lump sum? We're calling it pension versus lump sum Sunday. So we have some time here left in this next segment. We'll open up the phone lines again. So call us or give us a call and we'll try to give you an answer. Sometimes it's kind of a tie. Tie goes to the lump sum typically, but the number here on this Sunday morning, 404-872-0750. Give us a call. We'd love to kind of talk this through with you and try to help give you, send you or point you in the right direction, the best financial decision for you and your family. Again, the number 404-872-0750, or the number if you're outside of Atlanta, 1-800-WSB-TALK. That's 1-800-972-8255. Where are we headed here, Ryan? I know you're busy in there answering phones. Where are we going here, buddy? Well, okay. He's so busy, he's just going to let me do this on my own. Billy joins us from Marietta. Billy, what's going on? How can I help, man? Billy, can
you? I just have a quick question.
Yes, sir. Yes,
my
sir.
My wife and I is retired, and I'm 59 and a half. I retired early. We've got all of our bills paid off. We have our house paid off. We both took lump sums from our company that we work for, annuities. And we put those in annuities. We have 401ks. We have savings. I keep hearing everybody say how bad annuities are, but in my case, it works out. Is that okay to have an annuity, or is it bad to have an annuity?
Yeah, it just like so many things, Billy, there is no black and white answer typically. And annuities get a bad rap because a lot of them are restrictive. You can't get to the money, or you have to wait a certain amount of years to be able to access the money. So if you need it, and you need 20 grand out of a $200,000 annuity or a $100,000 annuity, it might be penalized in order to do so. It might mess up the formula that the annuity operates on. So in a lot of cases, that's why annuities are bad, because they are restrictive and they are expensive. So they're still in a world where fees are for mutual funds and ETFs are virtually zero. Annuities are still charging you 3% a year or more. And that's why they get a bad rap. It doesn't mean they are the worst financial product on the planet, though. Because to your point, Billy, yeah, sometimes they make sense. Sometimes for a certain amount of money or a particular slice of the retirement pie for you and your wife, Billy, and this sounds like this is working out for you guys, sometimes an annuity is okay. Sometimes the amount that it's going to pay you, you don't need to get to that portion of the money. So you got other money to look at. It can be totally okay. I think that where they get a bad rap is that they're sold as this wonderful cure-all product that, quite frankly, is expensive. It pays really high commissions typically to the whoever sells it. And the problem is then because they're so incentivized to be sold, families will put way too much money of their retirement savings in a restrictive annuity. And you got 80 to 100% of all your money in an annuity. That's a problem. You end up with 10, 20% and it's filling a particular need and it has an income stream. An annuity can be fine, can totally serve a purpose. But very often they are oversold as the perfect cure to all your financial woes. And that's where you run into trouble. Donna joins us from Atlanta. Donna, good morning. What's going on? How can I help?
Good morning. Well, this is the perfect topic for us because we're right now having to make a decision between the lump sum and the pension monthly. And we don't know what the tax ramifications are if you take the lump sum.
Well, okay, so if that's a quick and easy one. So, Donna, you don't have to worry. The tax ramifications, as long as you roll the lump sum amount into an IRA, you're fine. You don't have to worry about taxes. You just put the whole thing into an IRA. Then the only where you worry about taxes is just when you're pulling money out of the IRA, that's going to be taxed. But again, not in one big lump sum, right? There's a big difference. So again, the tax ramifications are pretty simple. You typically just roll everything into an IRA.
So really, this whole process is gambling, depending on how long you think you're going to live.
Yes, to some extent, but most of the time we can figure out the numbers ahead of time to see if it's a good gamble or not. And that's the whole point of all doing the math here is that if you get there's so many variables here that once you solve the math equation, Donna, I don't really think it's a big gamble anymore. The gamble would be that if you do take the lump sum, and I think this is the scary part for a lot of folks, is that if you take the lump sum, you've got to be able to at least perform. That money's got to at least perform as well or better than it would if you had put the obligation on the company for the rest of your life. So in that respect, yes, Donna, it is a little bit of a gamble. Also,
okay, my other question is, an IRA, the kids can get it when you pass away. Is that correct? And a pension is either goes to your wife and then it's done. Is that correct?
Correct. And you know, I have seen some cases where you can name non-spouse beneficiaries for pension monthly amounts. Not nearly as common. Not all that common. So typically, I think yes, that's the decision is that the pension's going to most of the time cover you and your spouse if you elect that. And then the IRA, of course, is you can leave it to anybody, your kids, anybody you want to.
So that's definitely one plus towards the lump sum.
I think it's an enormous plus. Yeah, I mean it's the family money you put, and this is why tie goes to the lump sum. If you do the 6% test and it comes out at a little 6%, maybe 6.1 or 2, and the monthly amount looks attractive, then I think it's again you're gambling, but you've said I'm gonna kind of bird in hand. I know I'm gonna get the 6.2% for the rest of my life, and that's a pretty darn good choice. The gamble though is that if you take the lump sum, you want to make sure that it's gonna continue to pay you a similar amount for the rest of your life, and then hopefully this is one of the perks of taking the lump sum. The money's in the family. You can get to a chunk of it if you need it. And it's there when you pass away for either your spouse in the whatever the lump sum's left. It could be even more than you started with. and of course, Donna for the kids. So you're right. There's a lot of variables here. I've written about this. Go to clarkhoward.com and look for the pension lump sum article, or go to wesmoss.com and search for, in the search bar bar at the top, you can just put in pension, and it'll take you right to the pension lump sum article that I wrote. Similar, it's the same article that I wrote for Clark, clarkhoward.com. So thank you so much for your call today. I think that this is helpful to all those that have been listening. We've gone through a ton of these examples, and you got to get this one right. And you really need to talk to many people to make sure you're covering all your bases and thinking this through. You can find me and the Money Matters team throughout the week. We can help you do it every day. WesMoss.com, WesMoss.com. Those emails come straight to me. More Money Matters right here, and a prize pack straight ahead.
Our 24-hour news center delivers updates 4 times an hour all weekend. Depend on it. We'll be back Monday morning, 4:30 to 9 for breaking news and traffic and weather every 6 minutes. News 95.5 at AM 750 WSB. Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters here on Pension versus Lump Sum Sunday. Which do you choose? We've had so many great examples today from your calls and questions, and hopefully we're helpful for you to make the right call for you and your family. And if you were not able to call today and you're going through a similar decision process and you've got to figure this out, because it is usually a very much a lifetime decision, we're happy to go through it and talk it through with you and your family as well. Of course, you can find me at wesmoss.com, WesMoss.com. Contact button upper right-hand corner. Those emails come straight to me and the Money Matters team. Ryan Neely, prize pack time.
The weekend prize pack is a family 4-pack of tickets to see the Gwinnett Stripers at Coolray Field. You could go anytime before the end of the regular season. Visit GoStripers.com for tickets and game schedule. Stripers baseball, a great family value all summer long. The trivia question: the New York Stock Exchange is the largest stock exchange by market cap in the world, and then followed in second by the NASDAQ. What is the third largest stock exchange by market cap in the world?
Ooh, I like it. Prize line 404-741-0750 and 404-741-0750. Again, a reminder to find these articles and do a checklist for yourself. There's really 7 different major things you've got to consider when you're making the decision, the call between, do I take a pension? Do I take a lump sum? Go to wesmoss.com. If you go to the search bar and put in pension, first article will come up, how to decide if you should take the lump sum versus the monthly pension. There's also 6 things you need to know to get the most out of your pension. All super important when you're making these very often irreversible financial decisions. You got to get this one right. So listen, thank you so much for tuning in to Money Matters here today. Again, you can find us at wesmoss.com or yourwealth.com, yourwealth.com. Have a wonderful rest of the Sunday. Stay tuned to the best programming on the planet right here. News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.